We're in Siman Tuf Kuf Lamed Gimel Siv Hey. The Mechaber says, Kol Melachos Shem L'Tzorach HaMoed, any actions which are for the need of Chol HaMoed, or the Yontif, Kesh Osin Osam Umanehen, Osin Bitzina. When people who are professionals perform this action, they should do so privately. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason being that when someone who is an average person does a malacha and it's Tzorach HaMoed, it's obvious that they're doing it Tzorach HaMoed, so it's okay. But if it's someone who is a professional, then it's not obvious to everyone that they're doing it Letzorach HaMoed. It could be that since they're doing it in a large quantity, people will think that they're doing it for business purposes and not for the Tzorach HaMoed, and therefore it would be a problem, so that's why they should do it privately. Ketzad, what is an example of this? Hatzayadin, someone who traps animals or birds, Vatochanin, Vahabotrin, Limkor Bashuk. Their purpose is in order to sell in general in the marketplace. Harelos and Mitzinel, Tzorach HaMoed, they should do so privately, Tzorach HaMoed, not in public. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Ramah says Chayos and Ophos, animals and birds, but leaves out fish, because as we saw earlier, that in trapping fish, everyone knows that since they don't really last long when you take them out of the water, they know that you're doing so for Tzorach HaMoed, and therefore it's mutter in public. The Ramah adds, Umutter lachlav abahema afilu tzolo l'tzorach hamoed, you're allowed to milk an animal, even if it's not for the purposes of Chol HaMoed, Avi Davar Aved, because it's a Davar Aved, because if you don't milk the animal, it will be dangerous to the animal. Simen Tov Kuf Lama Dalad, Dinei Kibbutz Chol HaMoed, Tzif Aleph, Ein Mechapsin B'Moed, one is not allowed to launder clothing on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Berurah says, even if it is Letzorach HaMoed purposes, for that day, it is still prohibited. The reason being, because we want to make sure that you launder your clothes before Yom Tov, similar to why we say that you're not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, so too you're not allowed to launder clothing on Chol HaMoed to ensure that you have nice clothes heading into Yom Tov. Elish HaMechaps, and there are those who are permitted to launder clothing, such as Habam Dina Sayam, someone who comes from overseas, Vayitzim Beis HaShivya, someone who gets out of captivity, Beis HaSurin, out of jail, Menuda Sheitir Lacham Beregel, Mishin Nadar Shalol Lachabes, Venisha Berega Vitirulo, all those examples, the same as they are permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed, because it's obvious that they didn't have time to shave before Yontiv, so too, they're allowed to launder clothing, because it's obvious that they weren't able to launder their clothing before Yontif, and all those halachas that apply to the shaving apply to kibbutz as well. But more examples, mitpachos hayadayim, mitpachos hasaparim, mitpachos hasvag, towels, those things which are used to dry hands, those things which are used to dry the body when one comes out of the shower, something like that, since the Mishnah Berurah explains that since they get dirty very easily, and you often wash them even for the next day, so too in this case, since everyone knows that they were cleaned before Yontif, and you're just washing them now because they got dirty on that day, that's why it is going to be okay. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that in his time, the minhag was to change them every week, not to wash them every day, and therefore, if you have two towels, you would not be allowed to launder them, because that's enough to make it through for Chol HaMoed, for the whole Yontif. So therefore, it really depends on each situation. If you have hand towels that you normally wash every 2 days, so then you'd be allowed to do in Chol HaMoed also. If there are body towels that you only change once a week, so then you wouldn't be allowed to wash them in Chol HaMoed. Every case is going to be different depending on how often you wash something. We have big day ketanim. The Mechaber says you're allowed to launder children's clothing on Chol HaMoed. The reason being, Mishnah Berurah explains, because these clothing get dirty very easily, and therefore, since they get dirty so often, it's known that you need to wash them for that day in order to have clothing for the children to wear.